Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, Chicago. Bring us back 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Hope to check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes, anywhere in between on any topic. Challenge your opportunity under the Small Business Sun. We got something that you can do there. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, and don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. We ask a different question every week. Having a great visit with our new friend, Chris Gaddis, soon-to-be old friend. Chris is going to continue to come back on the show. We're going to talk about this startup thing. We're going to spend some time because, Chris, I believe that we got to help startups these days. I mean, this is a tougher environment right now for startups. By the way, folks, Chris's book is called Business Startup 101. And, Chris, if they put a .com on the end of that, that gets them to the website?
Take them right to the website.
All right, and also on Amazon. So check it out, folks. G-A-T-T-I-S is Chris's book. Chris, one of the things that I predicted over two years ago was that when the recovery happened, when the actual recession was over and the recovery started happening, that we would not be able to count on startups to help generate, get the economy going again the way we have in more recent recoveries. And a lot of people were predicting, oh, just wait till the startups happen. All these people out of work will have startups, blah, blah, blah. And I said, it's not going to happen because the financial markets have taken such a hit. And the home equity has been eroded, and the credit has been eroded. It's going to be a lot harder for startups to get off the ground. What do you think, Chris?
There's no money. You know, there's no way for a lot of these guys to get started because there's no money.
Even bootstrapping has to have some seed money.
Yeah, I mean, you can't do it on nothing, and most people have a little bit of money. You know, whether it's home equity, whether they're, you know, using their credit cards or, you know, whether they get money from Aunt Susie, you know, they've got a little bit of money. But the problem is right now that's, you know, for most people, a lot of those alternatives are gone and there is no other alternative. You know, the banks, you know, just aren't making many loans for startups.
Yeah, well, they're not making any loans for startups. But as you said, I mean, when I started my business in the 80s, I had some home equity. I had some personal credit, and it wasn't much, but I had something. I mean, I always say you have to have some capital to even be called undercapitalized. I was below that, but I did have something to start with, and now it's a lot tougher than that. So, but be that as it may, what is the first thing? In the previous segment, you talked about making sure your personal life, your family life, your personal finances. Talk about that a little bit too. Talk about how the personal finances play a part of the startup.
Well, I think, you know, before you even get started, you need to know where you are. You know, and take a look at how much money you have, what you owe. Because of the economy, with people being unemployed, there's a lot of folks that are carrying a lot of debt. You know, and are struggling just to make their payments every month. And if you're in that situation and you say, okay, I'm going to go start this business, but I still have to make X amount of dollars every month just for us to survive, then you're not ready to start because you're going to have to spend all of your time working on a startup and to think, oh, okay, well, I'm going to work 3 part-time jobs and try to get the startup going at the same time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just doesn't add up.
So you really have
to get your personal financial house in order before you get started.
Well, that's one thing that's part of the bootstrapping. Your personal finances are going to have to augment your startup. I mean, somebody needs, you know, your spouse needs to have a job. If everything you're scraping together is feeding your personal finances, then there's nothing. Most startups are going to have some capital from somewhere, and that typically comes from some source of your personal income. some personal asset. And so if you don't have that, then you're kind of doomed to begin with, aren't you?
Yeah. You really need to take a step back and figure out how you can continue to survive without your income.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not ready to do that, if you don't have the money saved up to accomplish that, then you need to sort of put the business on hold for a little bit and go into super save mode or, you know, whatever. So
What about the part-time option? You know, one of the things that I encourage people to do, and they never like it, when I was doing consulting like you're doing now, Chris, they never liked it when I said to them, you know, I think you probably don't need to start your business right now. You're not ready financially. Why don't you do this part-time? Why don't you start smaller? And nobody ever liked that because they want to be a business owner now, by golly.
Yeah, and I love the part-time startup. A lot of people's business starts off as say, a hobby.
Right.
And they want to move it into full-time. And I always encourage them, you know, look, don't quit your day job.
Right.
You know, until it's really creating problems.
Here's another reason why part-time startups are good. You can learn as much from the little teeny mistakes as you can from the big ones. And so when you do the part-time thing, you're going to make a lot of mistakes that won't cost you as much. What do you think, quickly?
Yeah, it's much better to make a $10 mistake than a $10,000 mistake.
Hey, Chris, will you come back? Let's keep talking about this.
Okay, I'd love to.
Good job on the book, Business Startup 101, folks. Put a .com on the end of that. You can find Chris Gaddis's book and the things that he does there. We're going to get him back. He's got more to teach us. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.